朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我相信对我们大部分的基督徒来讲，
I think to the majority of Christians,
这也是我们的写照，也是我们的光景。
This is how we would react also.
我们不是没有信心，
It's not that we do not have
faith. 我们的软弱是什么呢？
But what was our weakness?
我们没有办法让这个信心能够持续下去。
We cannot continue in our faith.
我们因为信心才入门的。
We enter into Christianity through faith.
我们因为信心而成为基督徒的。
Through our faith, we became Christian.
但是我们看见有许许多多人，好像第一世纪的底马一样。
But then so many of us are like the Demas of the first century.
起先走得很好。
We started off well.
开始得非常的好。
We had a good beginning.
但是我们不能持续下去。
But we cannot continue.
我们有信心。
Yes, we have faith.
但是我们没有那个持续的信心。
But we do not have continuous.
那么为什么我们的信心会中断呢？
But why is our faith discontinuous?
在雅鲁的身上，我们看见很明显的一个例子。
In Jairus, we see this clear example.
因着信心，他来到耶稣面前。
Through faith, he came to Jesus.
因着信心，他不怕他的同事对他的耻笑。
Because of faith, he was able to overcome the jeering of his friends.
因着信心，他甚至不怕他的同事对他的敌视。
Because of his faith, he was able to overcome the rejection of his colleagues.
他相信耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
当众俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
He prostrated himself before Jesus, before the public.
但是现在。
But now.
他的女儿死了。
His daughter died.
他为着他病重的女儿到耶稣面前来。
Because of his daughter's illness, he came to Jesus.
但是他的女儿现在死了。
But now his daughter is dead.
环境改变了。
The circumstances have changed.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当环境改变的时候，
when circumstances change,
也是我们信心受考验的时候。
That's the time when our faith get tested.
当环境改变的时候，
when the surroundings change,
也是我们的信心能不能够持续下去的一个考验的时候。
It's a test to see whether our faith can be continuous.
有人常常问我，
some have asked me,
他说李牧师，
Pastor Lee,
当我在很平安稳妥的情形之下，特别突然之间变成不平安，我容易失去信心呢，还是我在病痛患难的里面有平安，那个信心比较容易保存？
What kind of faith is easier to keep? The faith that will take me from peace to calamity or the other way around?
我的答案是什么？
What was my answer?
这两个都不容易。
That both are not easy.
每一次环境的转变都是我们信心考验的一个机会。
Every time when our surroundings change, that is a test of our faith.
对雅鲁来说，
Towards Jairus,
他那个时候突然活在一个惧怕的里面。
He was suddenly thrown into a stage of fear.
怎么能够胜过这个环境的改变？
How can he overcome this change in circumstance?
继续的相信。
To continue to believe.
Go on believing, 继续我们对主的那个不变的信心。
To continue to believe in our Lord.
信心也好，继续的信心也好。
Whether it's faith or continuous faith.
有两件东西是很重要的。
Two things are important.
一个就是信心的对象。
That's the object of our faith.
一个是信心的内涵。
And the content of our faith.
刚才我们说在22节、23节，他要来见耶稣。
When we read in verse 22 and 23,
他俯伏在他的脚前。
He came before Jesus and threw himself before him.
他再三的求耶稣。
And he pleaded with Jesus.
现在，
now,
他还需要有这种信心。
He needs to continue in that faith.
继续的来到耶稣的脚前。
To continue to come before Jesus.
再三的求耶稣。
To continue to plead with Jesus.
相信他的女儿会得痊愈。
To continue to believe that his daughter can be healed.
你看五章二十三节。
If we look in verse 23,
他说求你按手在他的身上。
said, please come and put your hands on her.
使她痊愈。
So that she will be healed.
下面还加了一句话，得以活了。
And live.
To be healed and live. 她的要求不是单单得痊愈。
So his request was not just that his daughter be healed.
而且能够很健康地活下去。
He wanted her to be able to live healthily.
现在她的女儿已经死了。
But now his daughter is dead.
她的女儿已经离开她了。
His daughter has left him.
耶稣说 go on believing, 继续地相信。
Yet Jesus encouraged him to go on believing.
环境改变。
Even though the circumstances change.
改变得更恶劣。
It has taken a turn for the worse.
似乎更加没有盼望。
Now the hope seems to have begun.
你还信吗？
Can you continue to
believe? 你要信我。
Believe in me.
因为相信很重要的一个关键是相信的对象决定你这个信心的程度。
Because the important point is who do you believe in?
那么他相信的内涵是什么呢？
And what is the content of your faith?
圣经告诉我们。
The scripture says.
信心没有行为是死。
Faith without action is dead.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我们都很熟。
We are all familiar with the saying.
但是每一次我们来到主的面前
，But every time when we come before God,
我们在检查自己信心的时候
，As we examine our faith,
我们都要看有没有信心的行动来配合我们所说的信心。
We must see are there actions that accompany our faith.
我最近看到一篇文章
，I recently come across this article.
看到一个很感人的故事。
Came across this moving story.
说不久以前，比利时的皇后到波兰去访问。
Says not long ago that the queen of
Belgium
went to visit Poland.
那么有一个政府要员呢，就来陪她。
There was an important government official that came to accompany her.
那么陪这个比利时的皇后去天主教堂望弥撒。
And to accompany her to mass.
那么这个皇后跟这个官员交谈的时候。
And as this queen was talking to this government official,
发现这一个官员呢，对天主教的内容、信仰、仪式非常的熟悉。
She discovered that this person was very familiar with all the rituals and the content of the Catholic faith.
后来他就问这个官员
，So she asked him,
你是一个天主教徒吗
？Are you a Catholic?
请注意他的回答。
How did he answer?
他说，夫人
，He said, Madam,
我对天主教信。而不行。
I believe in Catholicism, but I do not practice it.
那么那个皇后就问他。
So the queen asked.
那么你一定是共产党员了。
Then are you a communist?
他说夫人。
She said, Madam.
我对共产主义。
My attitude towards communism.
是行而不信。
Is to practice, but not believe.
当我看到这个对话的时候。
As I watch this correspondent
深深地吸引我，让我想到我们今天所谓的信仰。
So I was led to think about our faith.
是不是在我们的当中
，Maybe in our midst,
有三种的基督徒
，That there are three types of Christians.
一种的基督徒
，One type,
信而不行
，Believe but do not practice.
一种基督徒
，One type,
表面行，但是心里面不信
，They seem to practice Christianity but they do not believe.
当然，第三种。
The third kind,
信而又行
believe and practice.
当然有第四种人，他们根本不会来我们中间，因为他不信也不行。
The fourth kind, those who do not believe and do not practice, will not be here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
也许在天主教
，perhaps in the Catholic Church,
也许在共产主义
，perhaps under communism,
可以有信和行这两种不同的组合。
You can have different types of believing and practice.
但是今天在我们的信仰里面
，but within our faith,
真正的信心
，the true faith,
不能没有行为的配合
，have to have belief accompanied by action.
请问，在刚才我们所读的这段圣经
，so in the passage that we just read,
到底雅鲁有行为的信心是什么？
Does Jairus have this kind of faith?
非常有意思。
Think this is very meaning.
当我在看这段圣经的时候
，When I was reading this passage,
发现雅鲁信心的行动
，I've discovered the action of faith.
就是他没有行动。就是他没有行动。
is that he did not take action himself.
从怎么看呢？
How do you say this?
请特别注意到三十九节。
Let's pay attention to verse 39.
主耶稣说了一句非常当时的人没有办法了解的话。
Here Jesus said something which was hard to fathom for others.
他说这个孩子不是死了，是睡了。
Jesus said in verse 39, the child is not dead, but asleep.
但是对雅鲁来说
towards Jairus,
当他听见这句话的时候
when he heard this,
他没有反对的意见，也就是他信心的行动。
He did not react, and that is actually evidence of his faith.
什么意思呢？
What do I mean by this?
当你无条件顺服耶稣基督的时候，就是我们信心的行动。
When we submit ourselves without condition to Jesus, that is our action of faith.
很多时候我们都提到行动的时候，
A lot of times when we say take action,
我们都以为要做一些什么事情才表示我有行动。
We think to ourselves we have to be doing something.
但是什么时候我们对主的话一种全然的顺服，不做什么，你就等于在行动上表明了你的信心。
But I often feel that when we have an unconditional surrender to the word of God, that is, in fact, an action of faith.
四十节，当耶稣进到那个房子里面。
In verse 40, Jesus went into the house.
他把这些闲杂哭闹的人从房子里面撵出去的时候，
He put all the people who were creating all this commotion away.
雅鲁没有反对。
Jairus did not object.
耶鲁的没有反对就代表他对耶稣基督的认可。
And his lack of objection means that he has submitted himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督在这里所说所做
，What Jesus said and done there,
违反常情，违背逻辑
，is really against the normal behavior and logic.
但是雅鲁照单全收
，But then Jairus did not object.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道这是出于主。
Because he knew this is coming from the Lord.
当他知道这是出于主的时候，
When he knew this is from the Lord,
他就继续的相信而不惧怕。
He continued to believe in Jesus and not be afraid.
我今天传讲这个信息，
The reason why I'm preaching this message
有两个原因，
It's twofold.
当我越准备的时候，
As I prepare this,
我这两个负担在 我里面越强烈。
These two purposes became stronger in me.
第一，
First,
我十分的相信。
I truly believe.
我十分的有把握。
I have a lot of assurance.
今天这个信息
that the message of today,
在今天听到的人当中
will in the hearts of those who hear,
需要这个信息
because you need this message.
因为我们到了一个地步
because now we are at a point.
接受一个考验
we're about to take on a challenge.
环境的改变。
Change in our surroundings.
人情的冷暖。
A change in relations.
我们到底能不能够继续信下去？
Can we continue to believe?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我奉主的名。
In the name of our Lord.
把主的话带到我们中间。
I have placed our Lord's words before you.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
另外一个负担。
My second
是为了建堂
is for our church building program.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要信心。
Yes, we need faith.
我们在建堂事上，我们更需要持续的信心。
And in this church building program, we need a continuous faith.
从开始起义建堂到现在
from the beginning of the concept to now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我很坦白的说，一直都有怕的因素在里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, I will share frankly with you, the shadow of fear has always been with us.
现在堂还没有建好。
Even right now, the building has not been erected.
前面我相信还有许许多多怕的因素在里面。
There will be many more obstacles before us.
不要讲别的。
We do not have to enumerate all of them.
单单讲我们在申请这个执照的过程当中
，just looking at the application for permits，
我们看见 Lexington 的 Town Hall 给我们许许多多额外的要求和条件。
We see the town of Lexington putting a lot of extra requests of us.
换句话说，在我们建堂的工作上，我们将来会有更加增的一些预算。
So this will add to our original budget.
弟兄姊妹，以一个主任牧师的角度来说
，As a senior pastor，
我坦白地说，我怕。
I frankly share with you, I am afraid.
我怕。
I am afraid.
我怕什么呢
？What am I afraid of？
我怕耶稣基督在路加福音里面所说的。
I'm afraid of what Jesus has said in the Gospel of.
说你们要建一个大楼。
You want to build something.
你要先坐下计算花费。
You have to sit down and calculate the cost.
不要到时候建了一个大楼建不成，然后却成为笑话。
Don't be caught in a situation where you started the project but cannot finish.
当我这几天在准备的时候
，And as I was preparing this message,
神不断地向我说话。
God has been speaking to me.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你要继续的相信下去。
Continue to believe.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一同继续的用信心来走这一条建堂的路。
It is my hope that all of us will, through faith, continue with our belief.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid. Continue to believe.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。